Hello, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the economic situation has affected you and your household. So in this case, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, some home apartment, or mobile home?
Single family.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Next one, do you own or rent your home? Okay, thank you. And if you know, please tell me what year was your house built?
1979.
Okay, thank you. And how many upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Let's say roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, or not upgrades made?
All of those.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
20.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, and Hurricane 1, Hurricane 2, Hurricane 3, 4, or 5?
You've all experienced like a 2.
I'm sorry, a category hurricane 2?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me if you remember the name of the year where the category hurricane 2 happened?
No, sorry.
Okay, no worries. Thank
like
you so
five
much.
5 years ago, 5 years ago, no more than that, 7.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Have you or any of those in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
About $15.
$15, you said? $15?
Yes.
Okay.
$15,000.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, give me 1 second. Perfect. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage in your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, floating, trees falling on your home, or something else?
It was the roof wind.
Okay. Thank you. Any other option you would like to select, or that's it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too.
Okay, thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare?
Just four windows.
Okay, thank you. 1 second. Okay. Perfect, thank you. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me read the options for you. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours. Or other?
Other.
Okay, can you give me an example, or what is your option in this case?
I think it was 3 days.
Okay, 3 days before. Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
No.
I'm sorry, is that not certain at all, or somewhat, or very?
Not certain at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Let me read the options. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Radio.
Okay, thank you. We will have to select two more.
Probably social media as well.
Okay, thank you so much. And one more to go. Do you want me to read the options again?
Yeah, what's the first one?
Sure. Internet or internet sources other than social media, TV, newspaper.
No. Internet sources other than TV.
Okay. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Let me read the options for you. A cost of housing, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of food or any other essentials, cost of insurance or other or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay, thank you. And when will you evacuate? Let me read the options. If a hurricane watch is issued, the hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, the conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
The Category 3.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state, or you will not live under any circumstances or other?
Probably shelter.
Okay. Thank you so... I'm sorry, you said private shelter? Oh,
no,
probably.
No, shelter down the road. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I believe it is $7,000.
$7,000. Okay, thank you so much. And how confident are you that you could come up with $7,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain I could come up with this full $7,000. I could probably come out with the amount of dollars. I could probably not come up with it. I'm certain I could not come up with this $7,000.
Probably could.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last? The options are decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remain the same, increased somewhat, and increased significantly.
Increased
in the last 1 year. Okay, but in the last 1 year?
Increased somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about in the last 1 to 3 years?
Significantly.
Thank you. And what about in the last 3 to 5?
Also, significantly.
Thank you. And last one, in the last 5 to 10 years.
Also, significantly.
Okay. Thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change provider insurance, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, other, or nothing, continue paying higher rates?
I changed providers and just paid more.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And if you go insuring your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? The options are 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80%, 60, or less than 60.
100%.
I'm sorry, you said 100?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? The options are moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
Will not move.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The options are federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Federal.
Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
4.
Thank you. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
No.
And would you say from 1 to 5? Remember that 1 is... Okay. Thank you so much. Yes. What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Probably like a 2 or 3.
Okay, thank you. And does new developments take into account flood risk?
Perhaps like a 2 or 3.
Okay. But would you say like 2 or 3? We can just select 1 of them. Okay, thank you. Okay, and also, does building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Probably 3.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. We are just a couple of questions left for the survey, so I really appreciate your time here. Now, do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? The options are, yes, I believe it's happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening. But I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it's happening.
It's happening, but I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Income.
Okay, thank you. And most of Florida coastal area have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and they are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Let me read the options for you, and we can select 3. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or other.
Okay, schools, community, and my extended family.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Perfect. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Is that less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few general background questions just for statistical purposes. Can you tell me your age?
36.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your gender?
A male.
Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
3.
Thank you so much. And are any under 12 years old?
No.
Thank you. And are any 65 or older?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your marital status? Is that single, married? I'm sorry? Okay.
Married.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member in your household?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Thank you so much. Perfect. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Perfect. And what racial group do you identify yourself with? Is that white, black, Asian, Native American, or other?
White.
Okay. Thank you. And what language is most spoken in your house?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Is that under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or $100,000? I mean, over.
25 to 100.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Well, these are all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.